You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by SharpAlgis.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today's October 30th, 2017. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and happy Halloween to all of you out there today. Yep, Halloween is tomorrow, and we are almost through October. Unbelievable how fast this has gone and how we are, the year has just gone by so quickly. Well, remember, it's pumpkin spice season still, and you still can get all that pumpkin spice stuff everywhere like we've been talking about. Also, don't forget to stuff yourselves with candy because you know what? You deserve it. It's one time of the year. Don't worry about so many diets and stuff like that. Utilize your children if you have them to get some candy for you as well. You know, let them check the candy like my parents used to do. Yeah, we'll check the candy and then and all of a sudden the Reese's are gone and all the good stuff are gone. That's pretty funny, but I now understand the method of their madness. And yes, it benefits everyone. So I hope everybody gets a good fill of candy and has a great time, safe time as well, because you know people can get a little crazy around this time of the year. But so most importantly, be safe. But on the other note, let's talk about some shaving because that's what we're here for today. So happy Halloween, everybody. Just wanted to really wish you all a happy Halloween. Really enjoy the holiday. It's one of my favorite of the year. We'll talk about some Wolfman razors. Yes, Wolfman is not an American in London anymore. Yes, there are razors as well, the Wolfman razors, and the craze behind them. We'll talk a little bit about them as well. Our review series is going to be based around the Declaration Brush. Now, Declaration Brush is by L&L Grooming out of Georgia. Now, I was able to talk to Scott and get a few things about his company and what he's doing over there. They're actually, the website and everything's under construction for L&L Grooming and for Declaration Brushworks as well. But these brushes are really, really awesome. They're made in USA and hand-tied in USA in Georgia. So the knots are actually hand-tied. We'll talk about how to hand-tie and all that good stuff when we get to that part of the show as well. Training tip of the week, we're going to also discuss how to store your safety razors. Yes, this is a question that we get quite often. I've been getting a lot of times, and especially with vintage razors. It's very important to store them properly and to make sure they don't get corrosive or, stained or anything like that, because let me tell you, even stainless steel is not invincible. So you want to make sure you're taking care of everything too. So and then we'll talk about what's coming up in the show. We have a lot of cool things coming up in the future. I'm working on some really cool stuff. Some reviews on different soaps and how many different types of tallow is being used now. I mean, we're seeing duck tallow, we're seeing lamb tallow, beef tallow. I mean, beef tallow you've usually seen, but we're seeing different types of products and different types of tallow and ingredients used in soaps that we haven't seen before, and it seems to be working. I mean, I'll tell you, be honest, I've been using some of this stuff myself, and I like to use it for about a week or two before I do a review or talk about it, and I'm really impressed with this other item. So yeah, I mean, and the price is not that high. I mean, there's a couple soaps out there that are hitting the $100 mark, but for the most part, they're not that bad. So check them out. We'll talk about them too in the future as well. Sorry to go off the agenda for today, but I am very impressed with those soaps. So we'll talk about them in the future as well. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. All right. So Wolfman razors is something that if you're in the wet shaving world, you've heard about them. If you're new to this hobby and you're just listening for the first time, Wolfman is a razor that's made by a guy named James in Canada. He is a professional machinist and he does all of the work himself and by hand, with the exception of maybe, you know, he might have some CNC machining tools and stuff like that, and might have some. I mean, I don't know much about the process, but from what I've heard and after speaking to him a little bit, most of it's a one-man show and his machine shop. There's some issues and with getting these razors, and we're going to talk about them. So it's not uncommon to see a Wolfman razor go on eBay for about $500 or $600. The base price for them, I would say, would be around the $300 mark from new. But right now, I think their waiting list is probably several hundred people. I tried to get on the waiting list myself and was unable to get onto it right away. So I'm going to keep trying, and I will update you guys with the process of doing this. But it's very hard to get them. And if you do have one of these razors, you know why. They're very, very good. and the quality is there. I've held one, I've seen one, I've used one. I think they're probably one of the better safety razors on the market. These things will last you a lifetime. Now, one thing that James does over here at Wolfman is he takes different gaps. So if you go on his website right now, Wolfman Razors, and you just take a look, you'll be like, okay, yeah, they look pretty really awesome online. The copper, the bronze, all titanium, all this stuff really looks cool, right? But then when you start looking at the attention to detail, you can buy different plates for them, which will have like four or five different blade gaps. So you can get aggressive, you can get very mild. So definitely, you know, most people probably get the basic one, the mild, in between plate. And that works out just well, but I mean, they have open comb everything. So, I mean, those parts can get, remember, these things are hand machined and they are really well refined. And the way you can tell by taking a look at one of these razors against another razor is where I really could understand what justifies the price. Okay, so I've took a razor, and I'm not going to name the company, that was not made with high quality. The razor was probably about $30, right? Similar style, look good, shaved okay, but when you take a look at the gap and you take a look at the safety bar and everything like that, you can really tell the attention to detail with a cheaper razor. You can see they might not be 100% even, they're not aligned, there might be a little bit of a burr or two, it's just the finish is a little bit off, looks like a painted finish. You know, you can definitely tell, even if you shave with it every day. I mean, you know, the most important part is if the item actually shaves well, right? It's the quality of the shave, it's if you enjoy shaving, it doesn't matter how much it costs. But when I picked up a Wolfman for the first time, I actually had a meetup with some of my friends last week, and we went over, and there was a bunch of Wolfman. They bought a bunch of Wolfman razors. I was hooked as soon as I saw it. I took a look at it. I was really, really impressed by the machining, by the quality, and just looking at it. And every tooth on the open comb was perfect. In between was perfectly polished. So there's a lot of time and attention to detail on these razors, and these razors shave amazing. So I mean, I'm going to be honest. This is something that, you know, am I building up the hype? It doesn't matter. The hype on this thing is so big right now. I don't think there's anything I can say or do that would make it any more. But definitely high quality materials, and probably one of the best razors you can get out there today, brand new. I would definitely back that up. There's a couple other ones out there now, but for the high-end razor market, this is probably something that's on everybody's wish list. So if you do end up getting in contact with one, or can get one, go for it. Get it. If you have one you want to get rid of it, let me know, because I'm still looking for one. I'm still trying to find one. I'm on the list, or trying to get on the list to get a new one myself. But if you have one used and you want to let it go, let me know. joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Thanks. See, look, I'm see if I can get some stuff out of the podcast this week. Maybe I can get one. I've been trying to get one for a while, and no luck. So we'll see what happens. If I can get one, I'll definitely be very appreciative. But if you want to try a Wolfman and you don't want to wait for the traditional Wolfman, there is a way to get one, okay? And we're going to talk about the Gorilla. The Gorilla is the Wolfman razor that's available now, okay? I have the link in the show notes, and it's $225 Canadian dollars, which is roughly, what, $190 in American money, that's delivered. So you're looking at like around $200, you can get a Wolfman Gorilla. Now, the Wolfman Gorilla, the difference between the regular Wolfman is, of course, the handle. You can't do anything else with the plates or anything like that. It's one, you know, either you get a solid guard bar, or you get a an open comb. But I own a Gorilla. I did buy one of them. And they are, I will be honest, this is probably one of the best in my rotation. I am very impressed with the shave on the Gorilla. That's why I wanted to try the actual Wolfman. Now, for under $200 American, or a little bit over maybe, depending on the exchange rate, it's definitely well worth getting the razor. If you can get one, get one. They are available on the Wolfman site now, so check them out and take a look at it. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about using the Gorilla. I will have a full written review coming up. I'm way behind on my writing because of a lot of other stuff. I've been studying for many tests. I'm up to 10 tests this year or whatever. Studying for my other job, my day job. So as soon as I'm finished with the last one, I'm back in the full time with writing for the rest of the year, or probably for into next year as well. But that's another story. But yeah, the Gorilla is just really the quality on it again. Now they're not hand polished. I don't think. I think they're all done by he does them mostly by machine and mass produces them in order to get more of them out there and make them readily available. But they have the same quality. He has James has the same quality standards. So the razor's really good. So I was very impressed with it. Check them out if you're interested. I put a link in the show notes. Great razor. I would definitely highly recommend it. I do use it often. And I will have a full written and video review coming up in the next month or so. So, guys, that's the story about Wolfman that I know. If you have anything else you want to add on Wolfman razors, you know, just very kindly just please put a comment on the underneath this link when you see it on Sharpologist, or you can send me an email or whatever, and we'll talk about it in the next show. But yeah, if you know anything else about it, or if you have any other good stories, please let me know, because it is really awesome. All right, moving right along, let's talk about the training tip of the week. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Everybody says, I got a stainless steel razor. I got this. I got that. And well, let me tell you something about stainless steel. Yeah, it'll hold up well for a while. But if you keep it with a blade in there, it's gonna start. Maybe it may not rust, but it's gonna definitely stain. And that's something you don't want when you have a beautiful stainless steel razor, because they are a pain in the butt to polish. I'll tell you from firsthand, they're not easy to polish. When it comes to stainless steel, like safety razors, they're probably a little bit more durable. But and also with straight razors, they're a pain in the neck to hone. I'm going to be honest, the steel is harder. It's not as, I don't think it's as refined as carbon steel. I prefer carbon steel straight razors. But you can also remember, you're not going to get rust on it. So you might get some, you know, discoloration here and there, but you won't get any rust on it, at least for, you know, a very long time. And that works out very well. That works out pretty well. So, I mean, if you're into that and you want to get them professionally honed, send them out, because they're very hard to hone, or at least for me they are. But talking about safety razors again, sorry to deviate. Talking about the safety razors, some of my friends have been telling me, oh, I have a safety razor and I leave the blade in it wet and I just put it on and hang it up on a rack. And that's fine, but you want to know something? Eventually, you're going to open up that razor when you change the blade, and you're going to be really, really disappointed what you're going to find. You're going to find rust. You're going to find discoloration, oxidation, something like that. So, highly recommend, if you're a collector and you have several, if not several dozen razors that you use on a daily basis, take the blade out and make sure the razor is completely dry before you put it together. I highly recommend, even if you dry it, not putting it in a box and leaving it sit out on a towel opened. Meaning, if it's a twist to open TTO razor, like a vintage Gillette Fat Boy or something else like along those lines, a butterfly open razor with butterfly doors, open it up and just dry it out. You know, you could blow on it a little bit and you make sure there's no water inside of it, and just leave it sit on a towel for at least a day. Same thing with your three-piece and two-piece razors. Take them apart. Put the pieces out on a towel. Let it dry. And one thing is, never store it with the blade. Now, I know it's a pain in the neck, but guys, this is our hobby and this is what we do. If we were wanting to shave quickly, we would be using cartridge razors or electric razors, right? So this is something. This is part of the game. This is part of the part of being into vintage shaving, is taking care of your stuff, because some of these vintage razors, you know. Once they're gone, they're not making more of them. So the more that we throw out or destroy, that's one more razor that's not in the world. So remember, take care of them and make sure you keep them clean. So store the razor opened or taken apart on a towel overnight. Take the blade, put it right on the towel as well. Let the blade dry out. Now, your blades will last longer because they're not going to rust. Even if they're stainless steel or coated or any of that other stuff, they're still going to deteriorate. So you want to make sure that they're, you know, you get the most bang for your buck, really, right? And blades are cheap and nobody cares, but you know what I do? You know, I just like keep it clean. And let me tell you something: wipe it off with a lint-free towel or one of those little things for your eyeglasses. You know, like a little basically a lint-free towel, and you will be very surprised how long your razor looks and how great it looks. It'll stay like new forever. And you can take a little metal polish, or a little oil here and there, and just oil in your TTO with a little drop of like food sanitary oil or mineral oil or something like that. Just a couple drops in there will keep the mechanism working. And also with your regular razors, a little drop of oil on the thread, you know, doesn't hurt either. Just a little drop. We're not talking about dunking it in there or anything like that. And that'll like make it get it into the threads and just make it easier to open and close, and it makes it last a little longer too. Because sometimes when they're closed, you know, you get water in there and oxidation, and just so. And also those bolts on most of the safety razors, those three piece ones, they're not stainless steel. Some of them are going to be carbon. Some of them might be copper. They might be something else. So they might not be able to take up water. I've had that happen a couple times too, and a little drop of oil will prevent that as well when you're using it or storing it. For most part, when you store it, you want to do that. Storing your razors for long term, definitely no blade inside. Keep them closed and keep them you know, on a nice shelf or something like that. If it comes with, if you have the original box for it, that's even better. Put it in a box and just let it, and then, you know, store for use or something like that. You know, it's not really rocket science on that part. Just make sure it's dry and there's no blade in it, because even when they're put a blade in there, if there's a drip of water or any moisture in there, it's going to show, trust me, in a couple of weeks. No problem at all. It will remind you what you did wrong. So I hope that helps with the storage aspect of actual safety razors, and with straight razors as well. You know, we've talked about straight razors as well. We'll talk about it again. When you store a safety razor, you can store it without any oil, you know, maybe a little oil on the threads or something like that, like we talked about. With a straight razor, you need to oil the razor. I'm sorry, you have to do it. Take a, even if you have olive oil, I use olive oil, a little drip or a little spray bottle you can get. Like, I got a spray bottle from the dollar store, and I put a little olive oil in there. I just spray a little bit on there and just wipe it on, and the razor is going to be fine forever. I mean, as long as there's oil on it and it's dry and there's no water, for some reason here, even in Florida, even with the air conditioning on, they'll get spots. It's some, I don't know what, it's just very humid here, no matter what, even indoors, and you'll get spots on the razor in a day if it's carbon steel. So just make sure, you know, to store your razors correctly. Make sure that you're utilizing, you know, all of your resources, and a little bit of money, a little bit of investment to take care of it will keep them basically new longer, and you don't have to go through polishing and cleaning and sending them out for service. So remember, prevention is the best defense to deterioration. All right, that's the word. That's the quote of the day. Prevention is the best defense for deterioration when it comes to safety razors and straight razors. So guys, we're going to talk about the declaration brush, right? We kind of got it more into it. One thing I'm sorry, we kind of did talk about a little bit here. But I wanted to talk more about what's going on with them and what's happening with their website before we get into the actual, you know, speaking of the razor, because, well, their website's down at the moment. So I didn't have a way of putting their website down. They are retooling their website for both L&L Grooming and Declaration Brushworks that we were just looking at before. And I was actually just looking right now as I'm talking to you to see if it was opened yet, and still not open. So it should be ready mid-November. So I do apologize. I didn't know that their website was going to be down when I planned this out a couple of months ago to talk about the shaving brushes. So it will be back on in a couple of weeks, but I will definitely post an update when the website's back on the cast. So we talked a little bit in the beginning of the show about declaration brushes. And what these are handmade, right, in the United States, and the knots are hand tied as well, right? So a gentleman by the name of Scott runs L&L Grooming, makes his own soaps and everything like that. He also makes these brushes. Now the blanks and stuff like that, there's usually only a couple of blanks. You have the regular blank, and you like the white one. There was a blood colored one, ox blood or something like that. And now the Nebula, that's the one that's posted in the picture on the show, on the podcast. It's the one that I own, the Nebula. He names them by president. So he has a Jefferson, he has the Washington, which is 24 millimeter, the Jefferson, and there's another one as well. And that's kind of like the whole made in USA basically concept is really big with this item. So what is hand tying knots? A lot of people will say, oh, I've bought a knot from, you know, the Gold Nib or some other company here, and I've glued them into a shaving brush, or I've seen people do that. What's the big deal? Well, hand tying a knot is not done so much by with glue. It's done more with a process. What's done with glue? I'm sorry, not to do that, but it's not glued in like a batches. It's actually, the hair will be tied up with a piece of twine or rope or whatever, or string, and they'll put it into the handle, and then the way they take it apart will basically tell you what kind of a brush you're going to have, if you know what I'm saying. There's several people that do it. Simpsons tie and ties their own knots. I know that. There's a video on that somewhere as well. There's a gentleman by the name of Lee Sabini. If you guys heard of him, I'm sure you've heard of him. He's very famous for hand tying knots in London. He does some great work as well. I have a brush by him as well, and his knots are very very impressive. But Scott here, he does them in the United States. He's the only one that I know of that does it in the United States. If there's somebody else, please let me know, because I've been researching for a very, very, very long time. And it's just been really crazy that we have somebody that does that, and that's only one guy that does that with all these artisans. But it's a process that Scott has got down to a T. Now, I have the Washington, which is a 24-millimeter two-band, which is one of his knots and his brushes. And let me tell you, these brushes are very, very packed. They are filled up. That was the first thing I noticed, is how dense they are, how packed they are, how much backbone the brushes have. And that's going by him hand tying his brushes. When you can just make a handle, right, and tie your own and take all the hair and then be able to stick it in there and do the way you want it, you can fit more in there. You can make it a denser knot. You have more to play with there, right? So I'm really a fan of the hand tie knots. Now, using the brush, one thing I'll tell you is it has so much backbone. It's not like a floppy brush. It doesn't like sponge your face. It stays dense. It hasn't lost a single hair since I've used it. I've used it probably about 30 or 40 times. It's really an impressive brush. Now, if you're interested in trying one of these brushes, you have to be kind of like on the wait list. Not on a wait list, but you have to be definitely signed up for their email, because he'll send out an email and these things will sell out in like 5 minutes. I got very lucky when I got one. I just saw the email and clicked on it right away. And I'm usually the guy that misses out, as you can see with the Wolfman razors. I don't have one because I miss out on a lot of stuff too. And I just can't. I'm not fast enough, right? So yeah, definitely want to get one of these brushes if you're interested in the higher end brushes. They run not too bad. They're about $150 for the. They start around $150, go up to like $200-something. But this is a brush that's going to last you the rest of your life, I think. The Nebula is just I'm really impressed with the knot and the hand tying the knot process. If you've ever get a chance to see somebody do that in person, which I'm hoping someday I get to, it's a skill that's just not seen every day. It's like kind of like honing a straight razor, right? It's a skill that most people would never even think of, but it's just a skill that's really cool. It's like or building, you know, Kentucky long rifles or muskets from you know, for 200 years ago. I mean, that's a skill that nobody really uses anymore, but still, to know somebody that does it and to talk to them about it, it's pretty cool, right? So sorry I kind of got off the review aspect of it, but using this brush, the brush is balanced. The brush is really nice. I'm going to do a full written review on it to be really in detail, because I know sometimes on the cast, I go here and I go there, you know, I just don't stay on track. So really impressed with this, guys. Take a look at the picture. When the website comes back up, we'll talk a little bit more about them. But man, hand-tied knots, if you get a chance to try them, even if you get a chance to buy a Simpson, because I believe all the Simpson brushes are hand-tied, and watch the video. I think there's a video online. I couldn't find it, but I'll take a look. If I can find it, I'll definitely post it. Where they just take the rope around the hair, right? They take a whole bunch of badger hair and they tie it up, and then they just swing it out when they put it in the brush, and it fans out. And that's how you get a custom, basically a really nice shaving brush, as opposed to getting ones that are glued and processed and then you sell them. And those are not bad either. Trust me, you can get some great knots like that. But just something a little bit more of an extra touch. I thought it was really cool, and I think the company's great. So Declaration Brushworks, good luck on your new website and everything you're doing, guys. Keep up the great work. I can't wait to see some new stuff coming out. All right, and well, that is it for the cast this week. I'm sorry I went a little bit off the topic, but I usually do that. So we'll be talking more about some stuff in the near future. We'll be talking what's in store for the podcast. We'll be talking about what's happening in the wet shaving world. I'm going to discuss the new craze with duck fat soaps, because I have a duck fat soap right now, and I'm very, very, well, I'm very impressed with them. Definitely something different. We're going to talk more about that. I actually been messing around with duck soaps for a little while. I want to talk to you and see what your guys' thoughts are as well. So if you have any experiences with duck fat soaps you want to talk about, send me an email and we'll talk about it. And I'll mention it in the cast too. Review series. I'm going to talk about West Coast Shaving Shave Brushes. They have a new line of shave brushes. I saw them when I was going on just doing a little search. I had to pick a couple of them up. They are really cool. So I can't wait to get them and talk about them, review them. We'll talk about that too. And we're going to do a blade a day. Now, this is a system that I decided to start. I'm not even sure why, but Blade of Day is like, we're gonna review. I'm gonna review different types of double-edged razor blades, single-edged blades for razors, and talk about them a little bit. Next week, we're gonna talk about supermarket finds, what you can find in the supermarket, and what works, what doesn't. We'll talk about that next week. And always, guys, remember to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any questions and any comments or concerns. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59 at Sharpologist, for everything that he does for the wet shaving community and for letting us use his platform and being there for all of us whenever we need him. Most of all, thank you, guys, the listeners, for listening every week. And without you, there would be no podcast. Don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And my YouTube channel, the link is in the show notes for any any videos that are interest you. I'll be doing some new stuff pretty soon. I know I say that all the time, but really getting close now. Our next show will be, it'll be in November. I'm looking at the calendar right now. We'll be on in the 9th of November. And then we'll have our next show before that will be the special Thanksgiving episode as well. So thank you guys for listening. And as always, shave straight and shave safe.